Police say the investigation is still in its early stages. What they do know so far is that the deceased all died from gunshot wounds believed to be fired by 23-year-old Matthew Magis. Superior Police Chief Floyd Peters says evidence points to Magis killing his pregnant wife and year-old daughter.
It's with a heavy heart and hearts that we meet with you concerning the incomprehensible tragedy that we discovered in our community yesterday afternoon.
Peters says Magis was in the Army National Guard after pulling a tour of duty in Iraq 3 years ago. He says the Wisconsin Army National Guard is cooperating in this investigation.
We have been able to determine that Matthew was still a member of the Wisconsin Army National Guard, but had been in a non-drilling status for approximately the last year. We've also determined that Matthew deployed voluntarily with the 121st Field Artillery Battalion to the Operation Iraqi Freedom Theater of Operations from 2006 to 2007.
Superior Mayor Dave Ross believes the community will come together to support the families and friends of the deceased.
To see lives lost in this manner, lots of questions and more questions that need to be answered. But I have full confidence our police department's going to follow through and do the best job they possibly can.
Police say Magis has no criminal record while living in Superior. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.